Oh, I don't know why, but I've always loved the idea of summer and sun and often hot.
Really? I'm guessing you don't have much experience with heat.
Nope. But sometimes I like to close my eyes and imagine what it'd be like when summer does come.
Hello, everybody. How's it going today? Mr. Goodman, are you with us?
I am, but what kind of an opening is that? I'm sitting here waiting for some kind of...
I don't know what's going on, man. I tried to change the opening again, and I actually have it set for something different each week. Each episode. And when I do it, it comes out the week before's episode. So, like, today, for example, my daughter's homesick, and I was going to play this.
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun, and snap! The job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see.
So yeah, that was what was gonna happen.
You know, you need to put your head under a car tire, in a moving car tire.
So can I tell you what's going on right with me right now?
Hold on, hey, tell me. See, I let you open the show and look what happens. Mm-hmm. At what point did you say, "Hello, everybody, welcome to episode number 4 of the Disney World Junkie Show"? Starring Mr. Vinylmation himself, Mikey Vivon, and the masked Disney maniac, Frank Goodman. At what point did
welcome
you say
everybody
this?
To the 4th episode of the Disney Junkies podcast. It's been a little hectic today, so you got to forgive me.
Hey, do you know somebody told me that I have a face for radio? What do you think that means?
You know what somebody told me? That I was two-faced one time. And I told them if I was two-faced, why would I be walking around with this one?
That's actually very good. That's very good.
So check this out. I had to take my wife to work today out in the dirty streets of Canarsie, Brooklyn. And I'm stuck here at her social daycare for the mentally ill. So I brought my computer, and we're broadcasting from a back room in this dungeon. So just bear with me.
That's okay, because I also am on the road, everybody. I am driving. Actually, I just left two Disney resorts where I dropped off the Disney World Junkies T-shirts, hoodies, zipper hoodies, tank tops, long-sleeve T-shirts, sweatshirts, and all the other fun stuff that we have. And I'm on my way to the World Mail Center, and I am mailing out so many packages that I will be broke within the next 15 minutes. Hey, one thing we want to say, if you're a travel agent or if you have a Disney type of business or whatever, and you want to advertise on the Disney World Junkie Show, drop a Facebook message to either me or Mr. Vinylmation himself, Mikey Devon. Now, Mike, what are we going to talk about this week?
Well, the first thing I wanted to bring up is that I'm really pissed off about something. And I know being pissed off is not good, but it's better than...
We joke about this all the time, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I never mean it in a hurtful way, because me and you are really as close as two friends can be for 20 years.
Correct.
But you cannot still be pissed off at being 5 feet tall. At some point, Mikey, listen, we've done everything. You've tried phone books. You know, you've tried step ladders. I remember the time where you went to kick me in the knee and you climbed up on a step ladder. You gotta get over that step, Mikey.
All right, so check it out. So I mentioned the last few times that my favorite characters were the evil stepsisters. And the Vinylmation, the new villainous duos, was supposed to come out in January, and it was postponed, and Disney makes no mention of it whatsoever. And then today, when I'm going to check out some news that we might want to report, I find out that they released them at 3 in the morning just last night, or, you know, this morning, and they're sold out already.
Oh,
they're absolutely sold out.
If you would have told me, Mike, I would have headed over to that crummy E Street and picked them up first thing.
Well, check it out, though. They haven't been released on D Street yet. That's going to take place on the 20th of February. But as far as the Disney store goes, it's online. It's sold. They're sold out. Bastards. Wait, can I say bastards?
I mean, you know, it's like we spoke about before. The Funimations are so popular, yet now there's no trading.
Right.
You know, you can't trade. And we were, and like I said, look, don't take it as bragging. I'm not bragging that we have 600 Funimations. I am far mm-hmm. from bragging that I lack the self-control that every time we walk into a park, which is 5 times a week, I buy the boys 4 Funimations.
Right.
I know it's totally a lack of self-control, plus I have such a good voice. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you buy them, you're going to get a double, especially when you buy the quantities we buy. And
right.
if you can't turn around right away and trade those doubles, what's the use? Even the boy sets are doing, who, Jesus, Dylan wants anything. You know, if you tell Dylan I'll buy you a box of paper clips, he'll
mm-hmm.
nag you for the next 6 hours until he gets it. Even Dylan is starting to waver on Funimations now. Because the odds are he's going to get a double. And he can't turn around and trade it. And it's a big deal for kids. You know,
yeah.
It's a huge deal.
It's speaking of the trading, Disney just announced that the 27th of February, they're going to have a trading night at the Coronado Springs Resort from 6 p.m.
Oh.
to 9 p.m. And this is the best. This is the best part about it. Admission
is
$10.
I'll tell you the best part in a minute.
The admission is $10. So,
great.
You know, if you want to go trade pins and Funimations with people that you could do anywhere in the world, Disney for $10.
Right. Those of you who have been a Disney junkie for a long time know that about 8 or 9 months ago, I actually advertised an event like this for somebody that took place at the Coronado. And the Coronado actually told me, right? The manager of the Coronado told me, never again will we allow this to take place in here. So let's hope that this is a Disney run event. Because let me tell you what happened. We were so excited when we saw a Funimation trading event. And it was a pin trading event, too, but Funimation trading event. So we get there, I want to say like 11 o'clock in the morning, right? And it's
okay.
in the Pepper Market where the Coronado is. We walk in there, okay? They made the whole place look like a filthy flea market. There's a whole bunch of these vendor tables, like just like when you do like the indie wrestling shows. You know how like
yeah.
some degenerate will be selling
of
their
course.
T-shirts or something like that. Same thing. Like these degenerates set up with their. I know there are certain degenerates. I guarantee one of them's listening. Frank hates degenerates. You know, I'm sorry, I hate degenerates. It's the only reason I watch cops. So I can watch degenerates get tased at night. Anyway, you guys think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. I love watching that. So anyway, so you walk in, right? Now, those of you who are real Disney junkies, I mean hardcore, you know how you go to Epcot or Downtown Disney, and there are these Fruit Loops who have, like, their 14 books with them? Now, we got books of pins. But these Fruit Loops, this is what they do. And this is why Disney kind of put a mini ban on them. They stand outside the pin place at Downtown Disney, for instance, or the pin place at Epcot. They have their 72 books, and your kids walk over, and they're like, oh, cool. Now, your kids don't realize what's going on, that these are con men and con women, right? You go
right.
there, kid picks out a pin, and you're like, oh, wow, this is good. Can I trade with you? And your little Mikey or Jimmy or Stinky or Stymie or whatever your kid's name is will say, can I have that Sleeping Beauty? And he shows you, your child will show him the necklace. And you know what this guy will say to you, don't you? No,
yeah.
no, I want four of your pins for one of these. Now, here's the con. You don't have anything that these pin collectors want, do you, Mike?
No, not at all.
You really don't. So guess what the con is? If you go into the pin store and buy me, they'll show you what they want. You go into the pin store and buy me this pin, right? Then I will trade my pin. That's the con. And it's what they do. And anybody who comes on here and writes me and tells me that's not true, you're so full of poop with corn in it that it's not even funny. Now, they do this at the Epcot one, too. That's why they kind of removed those little tables where the people would set up their tables with their books. Now, fast forward to the Coronado thing like 8 months ago. So me, Willie, Dylan, and my wife, we go. And here you go with, there's like 15 vendors. Every one of these vendors are anywhere from 60 to 70 years old. You think, oh, these are going to be some nice old people, right? No.
Okay.
Everyone has their walker. Everyone has their electric wheelchair, right? And every single one of them, it's the same thing. You take it, you know, they advertise it as a trading event. Now, I know everybody's going to say, oh, are you making fun of wheelchairs and 80-year-old people? Nobody's doing that. I'm giving you a visual description of what you're walking into, okay? That's all I'm doing. I don't care if they're 500 pounds. I don't care if they're in wheelchairs. I don't care if they're 70. I'm just explaining to you what you're walking into. You walk in there. Each one has their 5,000 vital nations wrapped in little plastic bags and all this other stuff, right? Now, your little child, little Max or little LeVar or whatever your child's name is, will say, oh, I like that Luke Skywalker vital nation. How much can I trade this one for you, boys? Well, I'll take three of your vital nations for one of this. And 9 out of 10 times, they're going to say, I don't want it anyway. And then on the side, they're going to tell you, well, if you give me $25 or $30, you could have it. It's the biggest con ever. Now, I'm hoping that, it's such a scam. I'm hoping that the one that you're telling me about is actually really Disney run. Now, when you saw it, Mike, was it advertised by Walt Disney World?
Yes.
Or was it some third world, website that's really run by some weird Haitian that lives in China?
It was definitely a third world Haitian Chinese website, but it was a link from the Disney website or from Disney's, their PR department announcing the event.
Well, look, let's hope it's all right. Mikey, why don't you talk for a minute? I am actually at the World Mail Center, and I am going to bring in everybody's package so they can stop yelling at me on Facebook. All right, so I'm just getting out of the car real quick.
Okay, so I'm actually, like I told you guys, I'm at my wife's job. She works at a social daycare program in Brooklyn, where they provide socialization for mentally ill people. And I'm actually, there's a Marilyn Monroe impersonator here today. So I just took a picture with her, and I'll post it up on the website and see how it goes. Also, some other news, well, we'll talk about it when Frank gets back, is there's been an announcement regarding the Star Wars Celebration, which is pretty exciting if you happen to live in California, which is a little too far for me to appreciate and enjoy.
Hey, Chase, I got a lot of stuff.
I don't know what the guy's doing over there.
I got coupons for things around here.
It's just a lot of noise. I wish he didn't have his headphone on.
Yeah, that's great. I do have my headphones on, so everybody can hear it.
All right, let's see what we got here. Looking forward here. Okay, so the Star Wars Celebration in Anaheim, California is going to be featuring none other than Princess Leia herself, along with Anthony Daniels and Kenny Baker, C-3PO, and R2-D2. So if anybody wants to get pictures and autographs, that's the place to go. How's it going over there, Frank? Are you selling shirts or what?
Not the going shirt, you imbecile. I am actually going to pull my car up so I can bring in all the shirts. Roger, you can talk. You can't do anything without me?
No. I thought you were still talking.
I'm not
talking. Did you say you were filling your car up?
No, I had to pull my car up. Pull it up.
Oh,
pull
okay.
It up. I'm doing.
Yeah, so, I'm pretty pissed off about this, unannounced Disney Filmation release of the Evil Stepsisters. Now I'm going to have to rely on somebody to pick it up for me at D Street. So anybody out there that wants to take care of Mr. Mike Zevon, and you're going to Disney World or Disneyland and you'd like to pick me up a Villainous Duos Edition number 4.
Okay,
please feel free to do so and send it to me, and of course I would pay you in advance for that. My daughter's been sick today. She's actually sitting here listening to the show right next to me. So if you hear anybody coughing up a storm, it's my daughter getting me nice and sick. And we'd like to tell everybody, please go out and buy your Disney World Junkies vinyl T-shirts. Represent when you go to the parks. Frank, you there?
Yeah, shut up and stop talking. All right, I'm going to have to everybody's packages are being mailed from the World Mail Center. What's the address?
8546 Palm Parkway.
What is it?
8546
Palm Parkway. Here's the phone number. It's 407-778-5912. And there's a bunch of degenerates on the whole top here. And ask for Dave and Barbara. Tell them you're a Disney World Coast. All right, we're back. All right, Tommy. See, everybody's package just got shipped. Nobody has to yell at me now.
I'll be honest with you. I have no clue who you're just talking about.
I was just talking. Listen, we rather than go to the post office with all the stuff that we have.
Okay.
There's a mail center. It's the World Mail Center, and Barbara and her husband Dave Ronis, they really treat us well because I bring a whole lot of packages here. And I just delivered, I just dropped off all the packages that are being shipped today through Monday. And that's it. That'll go to everybody's house.
Okay. Sounds good.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I could approve of that.
All right. So what are we going to talk about now?
I was just wondering while you were dealing with business, I was talking about the Star Wars celebration that's going to be taking place in Anaheim, California. They announced that Princess Leia herself, Carrie Fisher, is going to be there along with Kenny Baker and Anthony Daniels.
She lost a lot of weight.
She had to. They told her if she wanted to be in the movies that she had to take care of business.
Yeah, she really lost weight. I've got to tell you something. I'm so excited for the new Star Wars movies, and I got to tell you, I'm one of those nuts that I read all the little gossip sites and everything, trying to find out stuff, and I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I think putting stuff together, I might have figured out the story. You want to hear what I have watched? Yes.
You of ready? Course. Uh-huh.
Now, remember, everybody, if you're a Star Wars nut, I'm only getting this from, I took, information from, 10 different sites. And I do have a friend that did a little bit of work where the filming was. So, while, of course, they don't tell you anything if you'll get in trouble, he gave me some of his opinions also. Compared to mine, matched up pretty good.
Okay.
Here it goes. You ready?
Yes.
When the last Star Wars movie ended, and Luke Skywalker's father, Darth Vader died and stuff.
Right.
Luke kind of went off on his own and was gone. He's gone. Now, according to some pictures of scenes, which is how I'm watching stuff together, his lightsaber was found. He wasn't found again for another 30 years have gone by. No one's seen Luke Skywalker.
Right.
Everything's good, everything's calm. It turns out he is the new Sith Lord. He's the new Darth Vader type.
So
Luke is the best. Luke is who they're going to fight.
Well, see, and I heard something very similar to that. What I had read, and I do the same thing as you do, since I'm a nut with this stuff too, is that what Luke did, the reason why he's gone away for so long, is that he doesn't trust his own powers and that he feels that he could be manipulated to the dark side. because of how the emperor almost manipulated him. So he sends himself into exile for the 30 plus whatever years it is, because he doesn't want to be seen or, you know, have his powers being taken advantage of. Now, what takes place from there, I have no idea, but that sounds exactly like, you know, what you're talking
yeah.
about.
Well, what I think is he actually is full-blown bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which I hope. I mean, I hope that's
right.
the case. You know, so we'll see. We'll see. But, now, I tell you, you mentioned Anaheim and stuff. Now, everybody knows I go to the parks five times, six times a week. At one point in the past few weeks, we actually went 14, 15 days in a row. So, of course, I'm out of control. We have never been to Disneyland before. And
okay.
we have been trying to price it out. And I got to tell you something, Mike. This is just not affordable. You know, it,
right.
it blows my mind. I understand I'm an annual pass holder of Disney World. I get that. I cannot believe there is zero benefit for me, zero anything, that if I go to Disneyland, I don't even get 10%. I get nothing.
Yeah.
No off tickets. Nothing. Nothing. I don't even get a hello, how are you? I get absolutely nothing. And I'm pricing this
out. You get bupkis.
I get bupkis in the bupkis. And, you know, I'm checking this out, and I'm looking, and I'm like, if I just go for three lousy days, not including airfare, we're talking like $3,000.
Hmm.
Who can afford that?
That's pretty rough.
You know, it really is. I just went to Hawaii for 3.5 weeks for $5,100. And trust me, Hawaii's more expensive. It totally blew my mind. Blew my mind. I don't know how people afford it. You know, I guess if you don't have an annual pass for Orlando, it's probably the same overpriced thing also.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get how people afford these trips. You know, I've always had that. Once I realized I loved Disney, got the annual pass right away. How do you afford it when you go, Mike?
Well, we save up a lot of money, you know. We put money away every single paycheck, every pay period. We put money away from our taxes. You know, and you know, me and my sister run a business on the side also, so I put some money aside from that. So, you know, it's a process. It's not something that, you know, we wake up and say, hey, we're going to go do this, and we go do. You know, it's not that easy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's totally crazy.
It really is.
You know? Yeah, and this is
and that's why I was saying
yeah.
I was saying before, just like it costs so much money to go to these things, and then they're going to charge you $10 to go and trade with people that you could just trade with outside of Disney for free.
You know what? It's money. One of the biggest gripes I have with Disney is when I was wrestling a lot, like, right? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, there was a point, you know, me and you, we knew each other for about 20 years and stuff. But, you
mm-hmm.
know, before I was a horrible, stinky wrestler, I actually used to wrestle, God, there was a point, Mikey, I would wrestle on these, you know, you ever take Ellie to, like, the local fairs?
Sure.
Remember they used to have the fairs where you'd have the merry-go-round, what's it called? Like the Ferris wheel and eat the horrible food and all the
yeah,
lowlifes
yeah.
are, you know, the carny people.
Yeah. Yeah, it's horrible.
You know, I used to wrestle my knee 3, 4, 5 times a day, 5 days a week on those shows. They used to, like, have guys like me and Bundy and Bigelow and Snuka. All of us would do those type of small things, like a promoter, not myself, would make a deal with the fair, and we would just go and you just do shows over all day long.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, here it is, I'm wrestling, oh God, like, there were weeks I would wrestle 30 times in 1 week on those shows. And it wouldn't be the crummy things you see. I mean, I would actually
right.
do drop kicks and jump off the top rope, and I would be beaten like you wouldn't believe, like. And
wow.
that's when we initially found Disney. And, you know how I used to be, Mike. Remember me threatening and dragging music guys out in the street? And I was hostile when I was younger. You, you know, if you bumped into me in the street, Mikey, I wouldn't wait for I'm sorry. I would just grab you in the street and pummel you. You know, I invented road rage. You know, I wouldn't get out of the car and yell at you. I would pull you out with me. I was mad. And then when we discovered Disney, Kath and I, when I walked into Disney World for the first time, never, ever did I experience so much niceness. You know, everything went away in me. All the inside anger, and trust me, Mikey, I had a lot of it. You know, I had, and I've mentioned this before in the first show, you know, and I hate to get on topic here or there, but when we talk about bullying, I mentioned it. You know, I grew up a very well-off kid. My dad owned a lot of car dealerships. My father was running for the Senate of Mount Vernon, or whatever they have at Mount Vernon. I don't know what it's called. Whatever government position they have. I was 10 years old, literally. But when my father died, and then all my grandparents died in the same year as my father, when I was 10, things changed for me. You know, I went from being a well-off kid to being, for some reason, every kid's target. And I don't want to harp and say every black kid's target. That's what it was. Not that it ever changed my views on everybody's the same inside, but I'm telling you like it is. You know, busing was a big thing going on when I was a kid. You know, I know busing started in the 60s, but where I was, it really became more prevalent around the time I was 10 years old when they were taking kids from bad neighborhoods, putting them in art school. You know, these kids in school, and again, I'm sorry for being off the Disney topic, but I'm building up as to why people say, why was I such a hostile person? You know, when my dad died, the only friends I had were black kids. I used to stay in Jamaica when my mom was in the hospital with my father. And everybody in the everybody in that neighborhood, and I was the only white kid there, they knew my dad was dying. And they all treated me like I was one of the black kids in the bad neighborhood. Nobody treated me different. I mean, so I never grew up knowing color at all. When my dad actually passed and children were bused in from other schools, they didn't know me. They weren't the same kids I grew up with. And I was beat every day. I wasn't, you know, people use the word bullied. I wasn't bullied. I was straight out beaten. I was beaten where teachers would cry. I was beaten where I was afraid to go to school. Everything was taken. They would rob me blind, beat me blind. Nobody knew how to stop it. It was unstoppable. And so from 10 on, I grew up a really hostile, angry person. That's another reason, Mikey, why I'm so anti-drugs and anti-anything. If I didn't turn to drugs, and I didn't turn to being a bad person, then there's no excuse for anybody to. But that being another story. Now, anyway, so, I mean, from the time I was 10, I hit the gym at 13, and then all of a sudden now, I'm in my late 20s. You're talking 17 years of being a really hostile, angry person. Mikey, all it took was for me to be in Disney for one time, and all of a sudden I was like, my God, everybody's so nice. I just, the anger left, and I just couldn't believe it. Nobody was, the guests were nice. The cast members were nice. And I started coming down every 2 weeks. Then every week I'm actually coming from New York. And, you know, it's helping me heal mentally and physically, and I'm walking around, not going on any rides, not meeting characters. I'm just walking around with my wife, vegetating. And it was amazing. And I just, to this day, I couldn't believe how good everybody was, how nice everybody was. Now, I'm fast-forwarding a little bit, and I go to the parks every day. And, you know, I'm not somebody that's ever going to say, even though I'm probably saying it now, you know, I'm sorry I'm saying this, and I'm sorry I'm saying that, and I apologize for this, because I'm really not an apologetic guy. But if it hurts any cast members' feelings, what I'm going to say, come on, prove it. Just because you got a handicap thing. You got a goddamn handicap thing, and you're going the wrong way. Don't you know that handicap stickers don't apply to other people? Idiots. I try to do that to somebody. Handicapped, and she's riding on the wrong side of the street. Idiots. I can't stop it with these people. So anyway, I don't want to hurt the cast members' feelings, because, boy, some cast members are nice to me. But, Disney always employed people who, of course you got to make money. You have to. You have to support your family. But it just seemed people worked at Disney more for love than they did their paycheck.
Right.
You know, people would say, I want to work for Disney World. I want to work for Disney World and be good to people. And, you know, for some reason, what's happening now with the college program, and boy, there are some great children that do the college program, but some of them do it to get to Florida. And then you have, you know, because of the bad economy, Mikey,
okay,
you have people who, you know, there could be somebody who's trained to be a doctor or trained to be a lawyer, and all of a sudden, these people are now having to suck it up and take basically minimum wage. Didn't they only pay 8 and change, maybe 9 nowadays? You know, these people who are college professionals, teachers, doctors, lawyers, these people are now sucking it up and making $10 an hour because they cannot find another job. And, you know, of course, everybody deserves a job, and I hate to see these people work, have to do this job that they really don't want to do. But the problem is they're accepting these jobs. They don't want to do it. They don't believe in Disney magic. And, you know, look, Willie and Dylan, they believe in Disney magic. But there are these people that work in these parks for 40 years, 30 years. They believe in Disney magic. These people that need a job really bad and don't love Disney are the ones that are now being employed. So when I say there are cast members there that really don't care about Disney and really are not very nice to guests, those are the ones I'm talking about. The guy who worked at, you know, maybe a guy works at a job for 15 years and he loses his job. And he has to support his family, and he has to work at Disney, and has to wear the uniform, and has to stand out in the heat, and doesn't want to be there. They're the ones that are not very nice to guests, and it makes a chain reaction. And then you have the guests. You know, guests used to go and they would say hello to strangers. I remember walking in Disney for the first time. You know, these people that I wouldn't talk to no matter what, and they're walking over and they're like, "Hi, how are you?" You know, there you have a birthday pin on, and strangers walk up to you, not cast members, and they tell you happy birthday. That is what was happening. Rarely happens now. You walk in the park now. Look, the other night I go in for dinner. I get to the park. People are slamming into me like crazy. I wouldn't bump into me. I'm 5'8" on a good day and 265 pounds.
Right.
You bump into me, you're going to get hurt. So I just stop. I stop walking. I figure maybe if I stop walking, I won't get slammed into. My dear, I stop slamming into me, and I'm not walking. They're just, everybody's about me.
It's a new generation.
I hold the door open for 40 people. People slam the door on me. People are just not nice.
Yeah,
you know,
it's terrible.
It makes the parks have a feeling that's not good. Does it feel better than anywhere else? Of course it does. But the people's attitudes, I got to rush for this, I got to rush for that. You turn to the right, there's construction. That doesn't make you feel good. You turn to the left, there's construction. You know, it's just, it's bad. It's bad. It's something that needs to change.
And the construction's been going on for a little while now too, right?
I remember when I was young, you never saw this. They did this construction. They didn't shove it down your face. You know, and then you get these hardcore Disney people who will say, but they're doing it to make things better for you. All right, but what about the family who just took their life savings to come here for 4 days? Should they see cranes and walls everywhere? Do a little at a time. Your project is Avatar Land. Yeah, that's your project. Work on that. When that's done, do something else. You don't have to renovate everything at once.
And why did it take so long? This is Disney. They have all the money in the world. Why did it take so long to get these things done? It's not like the weather is stopping them.
I know, and it's 24 hours. Trust me, I live so close I hear the train. The construction goes on all night long. It doesn't stop.
Wow.
I don't know. But I had a vent on that. And, you know, tell me, write to me on Facebook. How do you guys feel about what I say? You know? How do I feel? I know a lot of you are nice people. I do. You know? But I got to tell you, you know, I'll do something else, which will stir up some controversy, okay?
Okay.
I used to be one of those people, and I used to see a 400-pound person in a wheelchair. First thing out of my mouth, lazy, lazy, lazy. Then,
right.
As I started meeting so many people from the group, I started realizing that I think I'm more wrong. First off, I used to fat all the time. Fat, 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 fat pig, fat slob, fat F, fat this, fat that. You know, I don't even use the word fat anymore. It so rarely comes out of my mouth, which is shocking because I built my whole wrestling career on making fun of people. I just can't say it. I guess it really is a hurtful thing. And I think I got that from watching My 600-Pound Life, which I'm addicted to watching that show. So I just don't say that anymore. I don't.
All right.
Well, hold on. Let me finish my point. I do, however, come from the school of thought that, you know, you can't be that way. You have to change how you are. But, you know, if I see somebody who's 400 pounds and they're in an electric wheelchair, if you need it,
okay.
Cool. It's not my business. But that being said, if you're 400 pounds because you're sick, I totally get it, and I feel bad for you, and I wish I could help you. If you're 400 pounds, if you're sick because you're 400 pounds, I'm not loaded with sympathy for you. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
I watch these people in these electric wheelchairs now, and, you know, they have a sense of entitlement. And it drives me nuts because if you need it, it's great. If you don't need it, it's not my business. Ride around in it all you want. But they keep constantly talking about, people step in front of me, I'll run them over. People have to watch for wheelchairs. Actually, no. And I hope if you're in a wheelchair, you listen to what I'm saying. No. People walking don't have to watch for you. You need to watch for them. You're the one that's in a 400-pound machine. You're the one that's in a machine that can crush somebody. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're the one who life is a bit easier for you. I wish you didn't have to be in it, but life is a bit easier for you because you have the luxury to be in that chair to make things easier for you so you don't have to walk. So you need to go out of your way to be careful. When I was
right.
pushing the kids in a baby carriage and I hit somebody, it's my fault.
Sure.
It wasn't anybody else's fault. If someone stepped in front of me and I hit them, it's my fault. If I'm in an electric wheelchair and I hit somebody, it's my fault. It's not the fault of the person walking, even if they do step in front of you. You're the one who's
yeah.
riding around in a dangerous weapon. Now,
when we were at Disney last time, somebody almost slammed into my daughter, and I was going to slap them in the face, man. I was so pissed off.
Who are you, Frank Rizzo? I was going to slap you in the face. And if I do, I'm going to come looking for you.
So what's up? You want to take a call or what?
Let's take a call.
All right. Let's see who we got here. Hey, area code 302. You're on the line. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello.
Wait, another Jesus doesn't know how to use the phone.
302-530. You there? I guess not.
I guarantee you somebody's sending me game requests to my Facebook page. That's why they're not answering. All
right, we'll put them back on hold for now, and we'll see what happens.
All
right. Okay, let's take this other call. Hello, area code 111. I don't know what the heck that is.
Hello?
You there,
hello?
Caller? Yes, caller. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
Hey, this is John. I'm from Georgia. How are you?
Hey, John. Hi, how's
Georgia,
going, John? How are you?
Good, good, good. First time calling, long time listener. Enjoy the show.
Cool.
So, listening to what you're talking about, you know, everything, my thing is, if you have a power animal, does that require that you got a chicken?
I can't hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you, John. If they leave a tall animal, does that require I got to tip them?
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, that's something that always baffled me. I hear so much about people talk about how they tip their mouse keeper that cleans the room and stuff. You know, I tip them, but I don't tip them any special because they make an animal for the room. You know, if they do a good job, look, Willie had a throw-up problem. Willie threw up every day of his life up until he was like 11 years old. Doctor said there was nothing wrong with him. It's just what happened. So Willie used to throw up in the hotel rooms all the time. So I would give a little extra tip because, you know, they had to clean up a little bit extra. But no, if somebody makes a towel animal for you, you tip them if you want. You tip your waitress if she does a good job. You tip your cleaner if she does one. If you don't feel like it, don't do it.
I had to hang up on the caller because there was so much going on in the background of his call. I couldn't hear a word anybody was saying. So
I think he was at a strip club.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. At first, I thought it might have been Joe Nan calling in under a fake name.
Oh, Joe. God.
So, you know, last week we were talking about Crystal Palace, and we never got to finish. You were talking about reviewing their food and their service. You want to get back on to that?
I love the Crystal Palace. We were talking last week about how they got rid of pizza for the kids. So it's actually, if you eat at the Crystal Palace for dinner or lunch, while the service is great and the food is good, it's extremely limited if you have a picky eater child. You got all you have in the kids section now is you have turkey, what are they called? Turkey dog nuggets. Mm-hmm. They're not even like beef weenies. You have whole grain ziti with meatballs. Now, if I'm eating that, there won't be any meatballs. Kim actually came and spoke to me one day. Mikey, you know how they have this giant tray of ziti and there's like 50 meatballs?
Yeah.
I took them all. I took all the meatballs from both trays. You know, there was like 15 meatballs in each tray. I paid my $33.99. Can I help it if I eat 30 meatballs?
That's not your fault.
Not my fault. Not my fault at all. You know, you put bathrooms in the place. I do what I got to do. So they came over to me and the guy said, "Did you really eat all the meatballs?" I'm like, "Yes, I eat every one of them because I love their meatballs, even though they're frozen. I love them." But you have the whole grain. Who the hell? What child wants to eat whole grain ziti? You know,
that's disgusting.
It's disgusting. So you have macaroni and cheese, whole grain ziti and meatballs, or turkey dog nuggets. That's really your only choice if you're a kid, which is pretty crummy. It is pretty. Oh. And the nuggets, the chicken nuggets.
My daughter's sitting next to me, gagging as you say these things.
Yeah, your daughter should be happy that she's home for the 97th time this year.
You should see the face she just made. Huh?
You know I'm telling the truth, Eddie. You know it. Just wait till we get you in the pool. I'm going to pick you up and throw you down. And throw a chip on you and drop an elbow on you.
Frank.
Hi, Ellie. How are you?
All right. She's not doing so good today.
That's terrible. It's horrible. You know, you're a good daddy, Mikey, because you went through a lot. It's tough when your kids don't feel good, you know?
Yeah, of course. It's really, it's one of the hardest things I've had to deal with.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, look, the food at the Crystal Palace is amazing, amazing mashed potatoes. It's actually one of the few places in Disney World that doesn't put horrible, disgusting cheese in the mashed potatoes. I know some people like that. Who wants to eat mashed potatoes? It smells.
Yeah.
You know, it's so, but the food's great. Service is great. Like I mentioned last week, if you eat dinner there, you're going to feel like herded cattle. lunch is great. Breakfast is good. It's nice and relaxed. Ask for Ryan. Tell him Frank Goodman, the Mass Maniac, sent you. Now, we went to the Liberty Tree the other night.
Okay.
All right, so I'm delivering T-shirts to the Polynesian the other night. So we parked at the Polynesian, and we delivered T-shirts. When we go upstairs to hop on the monorail, monorail's not working.
Okay.
We go downstairs to the boat. We're about to get on the boat, right? The captain of the boat took him 6 times to park the boat. He kept crashing into the dock. I'm sorry. I'm not getting on the boat with Popeye, all right? There was no way I was getting on that boat. It wound up being such a chore for us to get to the park. So we finally get to the park, and we go for dinner. Now, everybody knows, you know, we go to Liberty Tree. We love Jackie. Jackie's the queen of the Liberty Tree. Ask for Jackie. If she's not there, ask for Casey. But everybody knows we stopped going. You know, we go 3 times a week for dinner there. We stopped going because we had a terrible, terrible fight with one of the managers there named Elaine. I never gave her name before. Named Elaine. It was a bad fight. She called me a liar. I said, you know, we come here 3 days a week. You're a liar. I said, what's your name? She covers her name tag up. It was bad. It was a really bad fight. And I wouldn't go back. I told the call security. I wouldn't go back. Then we met Jackie. Jackie was amazing, bussing tables, cleaning up the floors, delivering food, seating people. We were like, this is how a restaurant's supposed to be run. So we started going back. We love it. It's the great. It's the greatest. So we go the other night, and I walk in, and there's Elaine, the manager, standing there. And she tries to smile at me, and I give her my nasty, mass maniac Popeye look. And I go about my business, and I think I said something to one of the cast members there about how she just makes me ill. So I go in, and I sit down, and we're eating. Great waitress we had, server. Never had her before. Jerry. She comes over. She makes jokes. Really nice. Chef, I give a little separate side order. And when Chef Alfonso hears that, he knows the Mass Maniac's there. He comes out. He hugs us. He shakes our hand. He makes us, I don't want to tell you guys what he makes us special, because I don't want everybody else to order us. But he makes us like the special stuff to go along with our food. And he's just great. And then this Elaine, this manager who I can't stand, she comes over and she starts apologizing. And I'm still a little hostile inside, because I'm like, well, are you apologizing? Well, first she's like, I didn't know who you were. Now I know who you are. Should it matter who I am? God knows, everybody knows I'm the greatest mass wrestler of all time who honestly stinks. You know, does it really matter that I run the best Disney group in the world? And so I'm just like, yeah, all right. And I'm kind of not being really nice. And then I kind of gave her a little bit of a piece of my mind. Not much, but I kind of just felt I had to say how I felt. And she walked away and she left. But she really did make the effort. She made the effort. And it bothered me. I probably should have just, you know, what are you going to be mad at somebody for? You know, it's something I'm trying not to be like anymore. And so then I see a little girl sitting at the table next to us. And this little tyke lost her tooth while she was eating. So Jerry, the waitress, goes and tells this manager, Elaine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this woman, Elaine, the manager, what do you think she does?
What does she, like, get her, like, a little tooth holder or something like that?
Mikey, she went shopping and bought something.
Okay.
She actually left the restaurant, went to a store, and bought something for the little girl. Came back, didn't take credit for it, gave it to Jerry, the waitress, who said it was from the Tooth Fairy.
Ah, so nice.
So, you know...
That's a little pixie dust, right?
It was really nice. I mean, that's way going overboard. So,
right.
when I saw her again, we started talking. And you know, I apologized back to her. She made the effort to apologize to me. I told her what she did was way and above a nice thing. So, look, I had a really bad experience with her before, a really bad one. You know, maybe she had a really bad day.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, because I was fine. But maybe she had a really bad day. You know, if you can make the effort to apologize to somebody who has a face like mine, a miserable-looking, malcontent face, then I'm sure you're a good person. So I accepted her apology, and I thought what she did was really, really, really nice. So if any of you junkies go into the Liberty Tree and Jackie's not there, I want you to ask for Elaine and tell her you're a Disney World junkie, and I bet something cool, you know, it'll be
nice, nice.
Yeah.
All right, so we got our caller back, our 302 caller. Cheryl, right. Are you there? Can you hear us this time?
Well, I hope you can hear me.
Hello. Yeah, we hear you fine.
Yay,
so tell Frank your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Frank.
We know you're Cheryl.
Yeah.
She just said what you said on this show. She said her name's Cheryl, you moron. And you have to make her repeat her name?
I didn't hear her say her name.
You said her name.
I know that, but you know the caller. The callers are supposed to say their name and where they're calling from.
Well, can I say my name?
So if I'm watching Lori Povich and he has some girl, Wakanisha, who is on for the eighth time, he's going to say, "Here, everybody, here's Wakanisha." And then he's going to turn around and say, can you repeat your name for me again?
Oh, my God. That is so funny. Oh, you can go so loud, and now I think I have to do a pee-pee. No, I'm only kidding. It's Cheryl Van Zandt. I am from...
Everybody should have bathroom jokes now?
Go ahead, Cheryl. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Cheryl. What's up?
Okay, well, I'm from Delaware, and if... if you guys are geographically, like, challenged, we're, like, between Philly and D.C. Just wanted to put that out there. Frank, thank you so much for saying that 1CM may have a bad day. It's very important for us to all realize that we're all humans, and we all have bad days, right?
We do. Everybody has bad days. You never know... what went on inside, and you still can't control yourself from mouthing off to somebody, but you don't know what happened in somebody's life 5 minutes before they met you.
And you know what?
You know,
and to your point, we're all humans. And just because you're a CM at Disney, right, doesn't mean that you're not a human person and you can't have a bad day. So do you think that people have higher expectations because they're at Disney, and perhaps they put out, you know, a whole year's salary to make this wonderful, magical experience for their folks and their family? Do you think that's maybe a little bit of maybe what may be going on?
Well, I'll tell you what I'll answer. First off, you might be human. I'm not a total percent sure I'm so human. So as far as being human goes, I don't know if I'm human.
Well, we understand that comes off my body, I don't know about that, but I'll tell you, Cheryl, we
might have a slight disagreement with this one thing, and I'll tell you why. Everybody is human. I totally agree. And like I said, God knows what happens in somebody's life the day they're in a bad mood. But the one thing is, and you made the point, well, you know, people spend a whole year's salary to go to Disney and they're expecting so much. Yes, I think people do have really high expectations because it's Disney. I do think that. But I also think they should have those expectations because, you know, like I said before, Cheryl, when I went 24 years ago, and I was always in such a hostile mood, everybody was always happy because they loved being there. But, you know, your job requires that you're happy. And if you're having a bad day, it sounds horrible, but too bad. Let me just say one thing, Cheryl.
Sure.
Being a wrestler for 30 years, I've been spoiled where I never had to work a day in my life. I didn't. I didn't have to work. That being said, a few years ago, I moved away to Australia, and we had a lot of money. And the move and having it not work out ate up almost our whole life savings. You know, we went from being in a position where we really never would have to work again to, oh, my God, I got to get a job. I don't know what to do. And I walked into a health club because I didn't know anything else. I've owned gyms before, but I didn't know what to do. And I get hired, and all of a sudden now I'm the general manager for a big health club chain. And I don't know how to deal with the public, Cheryl, because I'm a nasty, smelly, big-mouth wrestler who, if you say something I don't like, I just tell you, go put your head under a car tire.
You're in the pickleball.
You know, yeah, stick your body parts in a blender. I don't take anything from anybody. I cross the racial barrier often. I say a lot of bad things. But now I'm the general manager for a health club. And I can't be that person anymore. I have to allow people who are so rude to me. And Cheryl, I can't tell you how rude people were. I had somebody spit directly in my face once. You know? I can't tell you how rude they were. But this is what I learned after I mouthed off to the first person. Okay? I could be fired. It doesn't matter how. If my mother died in the morning and I show up to work that day, I shouldn't have showed up for work that day then. Because the corporation that employed me, they don't want to hear that my mother died. They don't want to hear that my child's homesick. If I show up to work, I have to take whatever crap is given to me. Is it horrible, Cheryl? Yes. Do the people take way too much crap from guests? Yes, they do. They do. But the job market here in Florida, Cheryl, is so bad that you have to take it or you're not going to have a job.
You know what? I can really understand and I appreciate your input. Thank you so much. As entrepreneurs, I understand the concept of over-the-top customer service. I understand that. My husband is an entrepreneur, and he has learned the wonderful ability to deal with people that are insane. Let's put it out there.
You're right. Insane.
I mean, some people are really, truly insane. Me, I've always been in customer service. I work for one of the world's largest banks, have always taken customer escalation issues very, very seriously. But come on, let's face it. Some of them are really insane and absurd and really have no reason to be escalated to a CEO of a company because they're just not logical.
Yeah.
So even though someone may have a bad day, and I agree with that, but we all as not even service providers, but even as people who are patrons of certain businesses, I think our expectations are much too high.
I don't disagree with you. All I can tell you is And I'll tell you what, I think this has to do a lot with it. The new thing with the scams. There's so many scams that guests pull that I think cast members are so defensive that everybody's who complains is scamming that they get negative immediately. Do you think that could be some of it? What do you think, Cheryl?
You know what? I think you're right. There are so many people that are looking for something for nothing. I agree with you.
I absolutely
agree with you that there are some people that say, oh, this CM scowled at me, or this CM didn't take me because of an hour late for my fast pass. I absolutely agree with that.
Right.
But that's not only Disney. I think that's our entire corporate environment currently. Do you agree?
Right. Oh, 100%. You know, I when you said the fast pass, I'm trying to think. It was probably like 3 weeks ago. It was freezing out. And Willie's Princess was, I don't want to say where she was, but she was at, you know, one of the things where you could meet them and you needed a fast pass. And I guess something happened and they used her for something else, so she wasn't there. So we actually didn't use the fast pass. And about 2 hours later, we walked by, and I just casually said to the girl, I said, you know, we had a fast pass for like 3 o'clock, and, you know, I actually explained to her what happened, that we were there to see somebody specifically who wasn't there. And the girl's like, look, you want to come in? It's fine. I can do it. So, you know, you're going to get some cast members who are just fantastic. You're going to get some who don't want to be bothered, and you're going to get some that follow the rules exactly. It's a weird thing. But Cheryl, thanks for calling, and thanks for listening to me yell at Mikey.
Thanks for calling, Cheryl.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you for this podcast. It's the first time I've been able to listen to it live, and I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks a lot, Cheryl.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
I think we got I think Tony might be on the line again. Let's see.
Oh, boy. Can we put him on hold even longer?
Tony, is that you, buddy, Tony?
Yeah, that's me. I'm not Tony. My name is, I'm the ghost of Frank Goodman's wrestling career, calling from the state of disarray. Oh, my God.
Okay. Tony never got to experience a New York show with 1,000 people. Tell him about them.
Tony, they weren't shows; they were extravaganzas, and it was 8 hours of nonstop fun. For real.
We did an 8-hour show once. We did an 8-hour show in Mineola.
At 12
in the afternoon. Yeah, ended at like 8 at night.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right, so Tony, where are you calling from today?
I am calling from Universal Studios. Ooh, I'm calling from the enemies.
Okay. And what
yeah,
are you doing?
Yeah, keep buzzing me there. Keep buzzing. Anyway.
Tony, do you have a report for us, something meaningful?
Actually, I do have something meaningful. I'd like to tell anybody who's a local Florida resident that for the next 3 weeks, Universal and Disney are going to be overrun by out-of-state people because it's the start of the winter break. I think Massachusetts, upstate New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, and Delaware, they have theirs next week. And then I think Louisiana and the West. So it's start of winter break. So expect big crowds for the next 3 or 4 weeks at Disney and Universal.
Yeah, New York City's next week also.
Tony, I just wanted to tell people. Tony, we don't have a lot of time today. What rides you go on so far?
I have been on Spider-Man. I have been on Transformers. I have been on The Simpsons. I wanted to go on your old ride, but they shut down King Kong. I mean, I know that puts you out of work too, you know.
Hey, let me tell you something. King Kong was one of the greatest rides ever.
I know. All you had to do was stand there and just wave at the people, Frank, as they rode by.
Yeah,
You're lucky this
very,
is a family
very,
show there, Zevon, because I got a response for you, but I'm going to keep with the family thing right now.
Very nice, Tony. You have done nothing but come on this show and insult me nonstop. Not once have we discussed that if you looked down and got a microscope and a tweezer, you still couldn't see your penis. Not once have I said anything like that.
Yeah, same thing with that hair of yours that's receding as well. But let's not talk about
it's
that.
It's not receding. It's not there. I don't have it. Not receding. It's not receding. It's just not there. That's the best you have.
Like I said, I'd have more adult responses, but I figured we have little children listening, and I won't.
Hey,
you know, they can go to their own parents.
You mentioned the three rides you went on were all simulators. Would you like to see a simulator like that at Disney?
Actually, I think that would be really, really cool. But I don't know if Disney can do it because of the fact that they do have, like, a couple of inside rides. I forget Rock and Roller Coaster and... what is it, Space Mountain, they're inside rides. But I don't know, though, because it depends on the company that does it, though, because you got to realize that people that do the simulator rides over at Universal, I guess they're just contracted to do rides for Universal. You know, I don't know if they can do them for Disney. Yeah, I think, I don't know, I'm not 100% sure, and if somebody knows it, they should tell you, but I think, like, the ones that do Harry Potter and that does all these other rides, you know, all the simulator rides, I think they're only contracted so they can just do rides for Universal Studios. I don't know if they can do them for Disney.
I gotcha. All right, well, listen, Tony, have fun, and I will not see you at the gym tomorrow. Maybe we'll see each other on Sunday.
Yeah, maybe we shall see each other Sunday.
All right. Now,
okay,
listen,
this is the ghost of Frank Goodman's career signing off. Have fun, people.
All right, walk in traffic, Tony, with your eyes closed. Now, Mikey, so everybody knows, for the next 7 days, there will be two Festival of Fantasy parades. There'll be a 12 o'clock and a 3 o'clock. So if you're, you know, a parade goer, Magic Kingdom, let the parades go there. Also, here's a little tip for today, and I'm only giving you this tip because we're not going. Remember I told everybody about character training. The Evil Queen, I believe, is training at Epcot today. So if you want to see the Evil Queen, I am pretty sure if you go to the International Gateway at Epcot, right near England, you'll see her. How's that?
Nice. Excellent. We got a question from the chat room. Would you like to take it?
I would like to take it.
Okay, so Randy would like to know, how much does it cost for a season passes if you live in Florida?
You know, I pay monthly. So I actually, to be honest, God, I don't know how much it costs. I mean, geez, what do I pay? I have the pass that lets us do everything.
And the bottom line is that dope could easily go on the website.
I mean, I guess
on Disney.com.
It's probably like $600 a year or $700 a year, something like that.
Right, okay. Disney.com. They have it all listed there.
I mean, for all four of us, we pay like $170 a year, and we get all the water parks, and we get to go to that filthy, dirty place known as Disney Quest.
Right.
Which, you know, my kids were so excited to get passes for there. We go in there. Everything's either broken or dirty. And I don't know how such a dirty crowd of people come in there, like, after four. It's like the... sorry, everybody, I'm choking to death. I don't know how lowlifes just get in there. Like, how do you afford it, but they do?
Right, right. Okay, who do we got here? Bernie. Is that Bernie?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, Bernie?
Hey, Bernie.
Hey, Frank, how's it going?
Good. What can I do for you, Bernie?
You talked about the Star Wars thing going on in California.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, actually, next year they're going to be doing that on the ships.
I heard that.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I heard that, but I'm not going
to. Nice. Anyway.
Sorry about that.
Anyway, I know my My nephew's going to love that. My brother-in-law, he might not get the chance because my folks are not happy about their bar bill.
Your folks are not happy about their bar bill?
Yeah, because last time we went, it was the six of us, and every night he would have this expensive drink.
How old is he?
He's 37.
Oh, well, at least he's not 13.
Right, that's what I was thought was going to be the answer.
Nah.
Jesus. All right, so what else you got going on, Bernie?
Well, I'm wondering if anyone else, do you partake in Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom?
I don't, but we have, like, all the cool cards and stuff.
Oh, nice.
But we don't really, like, not like, you know, we see these weird people walking around with Sorcerer shirts and shorts that are too short for them and body odor and all that stuff and their big books. We don't do that. We just, we get the cards, we collect them, we got, like, 20 of Anna or Elsa, whatever they are, and we keep them in the house.
Oof. I got like three Colonel the Half-Seas Stampede or something like that. It's the one that you get for free.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we were lucky. We, you know, we had some friends that just hand us a whole chunk whenever we're around.
Ah. That's cool.
Okay. All right,
well,
Bernie, thanks for calling.
No problem.
All right,
great review.
All right, thanks. All right. Hey, do we have anybody else?
No, that's it for now. Let's say, well, hold on. I see a caller, but we're not going to take him. He's probably calling to cause some trouble.
Oh, no. Is it Joe's racist?
No, yeah, if it was, we would never connect them.
So, Mike, what else? Well, I'm actually on my way now to pick up Willie from school.
Okay.
And we are going to head to Magic Kingdom for the 3 o'clock parade. And
nice.
Somebody very special is Ariel in the parade today.
Mm-hmm.
So expect some
that?
Cool pictures of Willie's princess.
Excellent. That's cool.
Yes. Absolutely.
What about, I had a question I've seen on the Facebook page. Somebody posted, like, Disney money with, like, different characters on it.
Yeah,
what's
they
that
have
about?
$50. Well, you go go up to guest services, you buy them. It's I think it's a dollar each for a dollar thing. If you want a $5 bill, you get a $5 bill.
And, you could use them in the park?
Well, yeah, you can't go to Burger King and use them, but yeah, you can use them.
Right, right.
Moron. You know, I'll tell you, let me tell you, speaking of, you know, guests and stuff, you know, we talked about how Willie had some bad experiences meeting some real pieces of garbage, like the smeller guy, and
right.
Then there was that 400-pound obese stupid woman. But I got to tell you something. Willie met over the summer, but he's only now just started spending more time with them. Two of the really nicest people. One of them is a girl named Gianna. I don't know if she's still in the group. She actually was. And I think every time she posted cool pictures, jealous people would write something stupid. Really nice, pretty girl, Gianna. And Willie loves watching the parade with her and watching the castle show with her. And then there's Sam. Sam is a cast member. I think it's Sam Jacob. And really, really nice guy. And Willie and Dylan love talk. They will go and just talk to him while he's working for an hour. They'll just stand there and talk to him. But see, you meet some really, really, for every loser you meet, there are nice people you meet.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So,
yeah, of course.
You know, yeah, that's cool. So what else is going on, Hanukkah boy?
Well, you were talking about Crystal Palace before. Yeah, we never got past, we got distracted by, like, a host or something.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you know, you got characters. Now, Chef Mickey.
Right.
Never, ever have I not had a good breakfast at Chef Mickey. It's reasonable price. You have all the characters, know, Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Pluto, and it used to be Chip and Dale. Now I think it's Donald. I could be wrong, but that's what I think. For me, it's something I really, even though it's reasonably priced, I can't really do so much because I don't. There's not a big variety of things I eat. I don't eat eggs. I'm not thrilled with the breakfast potatoes. And seriously, I'll eat 50 pieces of bacon. I really will. I'm not even exaggerating. when we were in Hawaii, I ate 50 pieces of bacon in one sitting.
Wow.
So it's, for me, it's best off if I just don't go. Because I won't eat bacon for years. It's been, really, and last time was Hawaii. Before that was years. So for me, it's not that good. They don't have lunch, but dinner is expensive. It's in the high 40s for an adult. It's weird that you could eat somewhere like the Liberty Tree and have the most amazing meats. Go to Chef Mickey's. And, like, you have turkey at the Liberty Tree, it's fantastic. You have turkey at Chef Mickey's, it's just not so good.
Mm-hmm.
And the potatoes have cheese in it, which I don't eat. I know there are people that will say, look, the experience, you must go to Chef Mickey's for the experience. Because to see the main characters while your kids are eating is amazing. The desserts are amazing. The food is okay, but... You know, if you're a family of four, like I am, and one of the four is, you know, a big giant like Willie, who you can't say is a kid, you know, you're looking at $150 for dinner. It's a lot. If you don't have a dining plan or something, it is. It's a lot of money. It's a lot.
Yeah, of course.
And for me, like I said, you need to do it for the experience. I wouldn't so much do it for the food. The Crystal Palace, on the other hand, the food's a little bit better. Not a ton, a little bit better. Maybe a little bit more than a little bit better. The food's better. But it's also $10 to $15 a person cheaper at the Crystal Palace. I think it could be $15 cheaper, which makes a big difference. You know,
right.
If I eat at the Liberty Tree because it's not a character thing, it's only a little bit over $100 for all four of us. With our discounts and all that, so
right,
you know,
right. So we got a question in the chat room from Nibber41. The question is the new hub finished on Main Street yet?
14, you know?
Right, exactly. Is the new hub finished on Main Street yet? Because they're coming down tomorrow, and they were just wondering.
No, it's not. No, I'll be there a little while, but no, it's not. There's little walls up everywhere.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nibber. And that's Nibber with two B's.
What? What are you saying?
No, that's the person's name in the chat room.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Who names a kid Nibber?
You did say it with two B's, right?
Sounds like
it's their nickname.
That's a nickname. Hello, Nibber. Unbelievable.
Here's a question from Doug. What does Frank think about the new Pandora Land coming to Animal Kingdom?
I don't like it. Not in the slightest bit. And I will tell you why. Whose question is that?
That's Doug S81.
Okay. Doug does have a cool name like Nibber. or Gibby. Look, it's not Disney. Now, I say it's not Disney, and then everybody's going to write in. Everybody who likes Avatar Land is going to write in and say, Star Wars isn't Disney. Indiana Jones isn't Disney. Okay, I'm going to give you a very, very simple answer to it. Star Wars is a franchise. Okay? Star Wars is not one movie that not everybody has seen. I've not seen Avatar. Okay? Do I have a doubt that Avatar Land will look really nice? No, I don't. I'm sure it will look spectacular. Okay?
Okay.
But Star Wars is 6 movies. Everybody in it's a major star now. It's cartoons. It's the biggest toy collection ever. You know, other than G.I. Joes and Big Jims, I don't think anything comes in comparison to Star Wars merchandise. Like I said,
six movies.
Indiana Jones is 4 movies with more coming. Okay? Are they going to make more Avatar movies? Yes. But here's the thing. Who cares? How many people are sitting around saying, geez, I wish the new Avatar movie would come out fast. Yet you have zillions of fans sitting here peeing themselves waiting for a new Indiana Jones and a new Star Wars movie. Okay? Now, Star Wars wasn't given a land right off the bat. It was given a ride. Okay? Indiana Jones wasn't given a land. It was given a show and a ride in the other one.
Right.
Here, you're giving a land, a whole land, to something that the majority has not seen or doesn't know anything about. And to me, that's kind of a little weird. That's all. So personally, no, I don't care. I couldn't care less. But I'll take it to another level. I don't feel Dino Land belongs. You know? I don't think Dino Land belongs. I don't see why Dino Land is there. Do my kids go on a couple of the rides? Yeah. But I don't get it. Do I like the ride, Dinosaur? Yeah, I love the ride. It shakes me up a little bit. I get up there and I can't see straight. You know, they have the sign that if you have high blood pressure, if you had head trauma, if you have back conditions, if you're pregnant, Mikey, I got all of them, and sometimes on a bed that I look pregnant, right? It's crazy. But, I mean, look, I like the ride, Dinosaur. I don't understand what it has to do with Disney. Maybe if Mickey Mouse was on the ride or something, I would be more into it, you know? But I hope that answers your question, you know?
The Nibber wants you to know that he's from Bayport, Long Island.
I have a feeling he's from Nibville.
He says that he's traveled the country playing softball professionally.
Did he really?
Yeah. 30 years.
Now, to me, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That is cool.
I agree.
So now I guess why he has a cool name like the Nibber or Nibbler.
Right. So Doug had a follow-up question. We have about 6 minutes left. He wants to know what would be a good land to add instead of Pandora Land.
Look, it's no secret. It seriously isn't. We're not going to talk about Star Wars Land because you know they're doing this.
Right.
Do I feel Cars Land needs to come here? Of course it does. But truthfully, the Tomorrowland Speedway is such a filthy, filthy mess that half the cars don't work. That should be gutted and made into Cars Land. So I won't even use Cars Land. Now, everybody in the world says the same thing. Villains Land. No. The villains need their own park.
Mm-hmm.
The villains really need their own park.
Yeah, that would be cool.
So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I actually feel the biggest mistake Disney's made in years is getting rid of Toontown. That's the mistake. You don't want to call it Toontown? Don't. But what you need something there, just a children's land. Now, us as adults, we're all spoiled. We want Star Wars land, and we want this land, and we want that land. But a children's land is what we need. We need something. Mikey, can you tell me of a Mickey Mouse ride there is in the park?
Not off the top of my head. I couldn't. I haven't been there enough to.
Donald Duck ride? You know, how about a nice little area where you have a Mickey ride and a Donald ride? Something like that. There needs to be something for little kids. You know how Toontown. Did you ever see Toontown, by the way, or no?
No, I was gone by the time I got there.
You know, Toontown, like, had Mickey Mouse's house. It looked like the house Mickey Mouse would live in. You need stuff like that, you know? And to be honest, Fantasyland itself, the new Fantasyland, you know, the ground is new. Everything's new. Everything is so cool that you actually really need to start. They're going to have to start renovating other parts of the park. Other parts of the park. So, you know, that's my answer.
All right. Well, we've only got a couple of minutes left. So, I say why don't we talk about when we're going to do our next show. And we'll wrap this bad boy up.
Well, tomorrow we will be spending Valentine's Day at Magic Kingdom.
That's very cool.
Sunday, I believe, we will be at the Disney parks also. Monday,
mm-hmm.
the kids are off school, so that's not good. You trust me, you people don't want to hear Dylan on this show. let's say, I guess Tuesday? How's Tuesday?
Tuesday's fine. Tuesday at noon.
Ellie, do you think you'll be good enough to go to school by Tuesday?
Oh, she took the headphones off. Did Frank just ask you a question?
Oh.
Well, you know what? They're off of school this week coming up.
Oh,
she's got the headphones back on if you want to.
Oh, that's okay. Ellie, do you feel better now?
she's just making a silly face.
All right, silly face is the cool. Now, remember, everybody, Disney World Junkie shirts, if you want any of them, message me. Mike,
mm-hmm.
tell people how they could listen to old messages, old shows, I'm sorry.
Say again, I couldn't hear you.
How could these people listen to old episodes? Some of these people are as bright as me and you.
Listen, I think it's time that you got back on your phone instead of the earpiece, man. It's tough to hear you.
I can't.
Okay.
I have a giant Android phone. There's no talking on the phone. This is the only way to
That's
do it,
right.
baby.
I remember that phone. It is humongous. Okay, to listen to the show, all you have to do is go to the blogtalkradio.com website. So it'd be blogtalkradio.com/Disney World Junkies. And, you know, click on all the old episodes. There's five up.
Yeah.
Well, there will be five up now. And, you know, have a good time with it.
Now, Mikey, how are we doing as far as getting on those other servers things? Like, I forget what they're called.
Yeah, we've been posting on all of them. And people could listen through iTunes now also.
Okay, what's that other thing I was telling you about?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know what you said. It was a scratcher or a snitcher or something
Stitcher,
like that?
Stitcher.
Yeah, I've never heard of it before.
Oh, just Google it. That's a good thing to do.
Okay, I'll check it out, and we'll get us up on there also.
All right, everybody. I am Frank, the Masked Maniac, Disney Maniac. He is Mr. Vitalmotion, Mikey Zeeborn, and I am getting my Willie from school, and we are just going to Magic Kingdom. See you later,
That's
everybody.
Right. Have a good time. Take
Bye-bye.
Care, guys. Thanks for listening. Have a magical day, and happy Valentine's Day. Here's one for Valentine's.
Percussion. Strings. Winds. Words. There you see her sitting there across the way. She don't got a lot to say, but there's something about her. And you don't know why, but you're dying to try. You wanna kiss the girl. Yes, you want her. Look at her, you know you do. Possible she wants you to. There is one way to ask her. It don't take a word, not a single word. Go on and kiss the girl. Sing with me now. Sha la 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 la, my oh my. Look like the boy too shy. It's gonna kiss the girl. Sha la 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 la, ain't that sad? Ain't it a shame? Too bad you're gonna miss the girl.
Happy Valentine's, everybody. Take care.